secret interviews with the devil. He told me I was special, too much of a rebel to use my soul as his vessel. So how should I address you?
The Lord of all sin, or maybe your majesty, Sultan of all evil, the prince of all of your tragedy.
You the reason my brother gone.
I have no remorse for your casualties. Just put yourself in my shoes, I won't call your loss a fatality.
Motherfucker, I should kill you.
I struggle with these formalities. They say the truth hurts and I only offer reality.
Can I suggest an analogy?
Please.
Are you like the bullet wounds that had Malcolm screaming in agony, shouting demons and blasphemy?
Perhaps.
Are you the one that's after me? Or should I say after us? Are you the stovetop that we know is hot but we have to touch?
Yes, you can think half as such, but go a little deeper. I'm either turning your ash to dust or using man's thirst for sin. Consider the wrath of lust, the doubt inside the mind of that last nigga you have to trust.
Damn.
The fear inside the soul of that rapper before he crashed his truck.
What?
The joy inside a virgin, he's learning urges he have to.
After what?
Okay, that's enough.
Man, we had a deal, this ain't adding up.
What?
I got a couple questions and the last one that I ask is tough. Can you walk around in a human's body and interact with us? Can you corrupt the mind of a righteous man if his path is just? Do you have opposition? If so,
yes.
Is it God backing us or do you all laugh at us? Is anything miraculous? Was 2020 the last of us?
Now that's blasphemous.
Why?
Reminds me of this story that was told by the Saint Lazarus. Now let me sprinkle my magic dust. There's no such things as gods in the sky or demons under the ground. What I am is hard to describe. I'm not an enemy.
What are you?
There's negative force and positive energy. Don't look at God as an entity. That shit been argued for centuries.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell is worse, telling humans that you should die to wait for your heaven while I'm present, giving you hell on earth.
Damn.
Listen, if you think negative, you get negative. Instead of this, just think definite and make it repetitive.
Okay.
Examples: never be a victim of what you can't do. Make your living substantial. Everyone is given a chance to.
Tell me more, I command you.
I'll never understand you. I just gave you a sample. That's all I think you can handle.
Wait. One more question.
Yes?
Let me know if you think this will help. You saying that you can't taint the mind of one who thinks for herself. You saying that if you think positive, you can bring in the wealth. What you saying is that never start something you can't finish yourself.
Relax, human. You just might be getting the hang of this. But you never did ask why I'm giving you the manuscript.
You think I don't have the guts to release this. So you're discussing your weakness. Pick me to trust with your secrets.
But of course
I'm kinda speechless. That's disrespect to a new degree. I got the heart of Muhammad, a Malcolm X, and a Huey P.
That's news to me. Go ahead and release the song and then you will see. No one's positive, everything's negative. I think that you'll agree. Don't fool with me, just look around.
I'm looking.
Everyone is looking down.
They are.
In their soul and in their phone. Exactly why I just took the crown. It's music then television, social media exorcisms, politics and feminism. I don't think they will ever listen. Look, you might be the only one left moving, but I don't think that you're wrong. I just think you're wasting your breath, human.